All right, guys, let's take a look at the four vertical passing game concept. It can be run out of a 2x2 formation, two receivers to either side, or a 3x1 formation, which is what you see here. It means exactly what it says. All four receivers are running 9 routes straight down the field. Now, what's evolved that really comes from the run and shoot is that there are now options for those receivers as they're running their four verticals based on the coverage, based on how they're playing. If it's cover 2 and the middle of the field is open, then the inside receiver here can convert it into a post. Depending on how this receiver is being covered, he can convert it into a dig. That's why it's so critical that the quarterback and the receiver are on the same page. They see it the same way when you're giving all four of these guys those type of option routes.
Nice job, Ross, breaking down four verticals for us on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. Now, you can run these four verticals either out of a 2x2 set or how Ross broke it down for us out of a 3x1 set. You get the three receivers to this side, and you got your tight end on the backside. And what's so beneficial for the Eagles on this particular play is that the Jags are in cover 3, putting a lot of stress on this single high safety. You're going to get four verticals here. You're going to get Jordan Matthews coming here. You're going to get Zach Ertz on the outside here. But I believe the key to this play is the play action fake here to the running back. Again, you're sucking up the linebacker there. You're sucking up the linebacker there. And because your number 3 guy, Jordan Matthews, does a great job of climbing these linebackers off of that play action fake, it puts a lot of stress on this guy. He's worried about Macklin and Cooper out here. Meanwhile, you got the number 3 receiver running across the field wide open. This is a very, very difficult route concept to defend when there's a single high safety.